I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we go to the North Owens at Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we bring in Cleveland.com Browns beat reporter. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for coming on in morning with me. You know, looking at, man, I guess we all want to put this behind us. But Greg Robinson, chances are the Browns weren't going to bring him back anyway. But he seemed to get himself in a little bit of a off-season trouble here. More on the bigger side, do you think the Browns have an issue with player character? I mean, we've had a couple of different things happen. Obviously, the Kareem Hunt situation, and then now the Greg Robinson thing. Do you think this makes the Browns shy away from guys who may have a little bit of a character issue in the draft or free agency coming up?
I would say that we all know that John Dorsey was a man of second chances, and he really liked to acquire that not only had talent, but that needed a little bit of off-the-field guidance. He was able to get out of it, and so therefore you find – you know, that you have a lot of players like that on the Browns roster right now, players that other teams might not wanted to have dealt with or touch or anything like that. And I do think it's something that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are going to have to work through. And I don't think you will see as many of those kinds of players on the roster in the future. I think they'll tend toward more high character guys and guys that won't become a distraction to them. And the guys that do have some off-the-field issues, I think that they're going to have to fall in line or they won't be here.
One guy who I don't think has any off-the-field issues actually is a really good guy, really quiet guy, and one of the leaders is Joe Schobert. His contract obviously is up, and it's crazy because Joe Schobert, any other years, the Browns would, because they're so void of talent, Joe Schobert would be an obvious choice for the Browns to bring back. He doesn't have a contract now, and it's really late in the game. I think they were trying to negotiate something during the regular season. What's your feel and what's your pulse on the Joe Schobert situation? Do you have a gut feeling, will he be back or won't he be back?
Well, first of all, it completely broke down during the season because conversations between Joe Schobert's camp and John Dorsey just didn't go well. And they were so far apart on the money that they were not going to be getting close anytime soon, and the Browns were prepared to let him walk. Now, of course, Andrew Berry comes in, and Andrew Berry was part of drafting Joe Schobert. I'm sure that he likes him a lot better than the last group did and sees the value and the merit of re-signing Joe Schobert. So I think Joe's actually got a much, much better chance of sticking around now. Again, it's just a matter of if the Browns want to pay what he's going to command on the open market. And a Pro Bowl linebacker with Joe's credentials and ability is, you know, he probably is going to make double-digit millions. And I really think that that the Browns are going to have to decide if they want to go that high or if they are willing to let Joe walk.
And there's another guy, Demarius Randall. His talks broke down last year, and he seemed to even have some issues with I wouldn't say character, but he has a little blips on the radar as far as getting into it with Freddie Kitchens. What's your thoughts on Demarius Randall? Do you think that the Browns value a position like safety? I think safety is a position they may be looking to upgrade. They've gotten rid of a couple guys right now in the offseason and secondary. What's your thoughts on Demarius Randall and how he fits in, you know, the new defensive coordinator scheme potentially?
Well, Demarius is another one of those guys that if Freddie Kitchens and John Dorsey had stuck around, there was no way that he was back here. Absolutely not. So now it just depends on what how the new regime views him, values him, and at least now I would say that he has a chance of sticking around, whereas before he did not have any kind of a chance. I don't think it's a huge chance, But I think he is one of – the Browns are probably one of 32 teams that will at least have a conversation with him.
Talking to Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I threw this out a little bit earlier before you came on. I'm looking at this offseason, and it's – man, Baker Mayfield had some issues in the offseason last year because, you know, he wasn't on the same page as receivers. You know, Odell and Jarvis weren't playing. This year, same situation. It's due to injury. I don't think Odell and Jarvis are going to hurry and rush back to play preseason games or be a part of OTAs. So you have Baker Mayfield himself going through this situation by himself as far as learning a new playbook. How difficult is that going to be for him to get up and running and hit the ground running?
Yeah, I wrote actually a sort of a mini column on that yesterday about that very thing, basically saying that, you know, Baker Mayfield has another challenging offseason hit ahead. Not only is he changing up his footwork, not only is he learning a brand new offense, and he has his fourth offensive coordinator in 3 years, but now Odell and Jarvis have undergone surgeries, and instead of everyone getting together in OTAs and then maybe working out together in L.A., off to the side, you know, for a month or two, now he's back to throwing to guys primarily who he will not have on the field with him once the regular season comes. I think it's a challenge. I think it's something he's going to have to overcome. I think those guys are going to have to spend a lot of time together getting what they call, you know, mental reps and trying to get on the same page that way. So I do think it's a challenge for Baker. I think he's got a lot on his plate this offseason. He's going to have to be completely on point with everything. And fortunately for the Browns and for Baker, he's very mature. He's a quick study, and he loves a good challenge.
Is this a make or break year for Baker Mayfield? We kind of know how this thing goes in the league. You got Kevin Stefanski, you got Andrew Berry. You know, those guys, they may, you know, this year, you know, he may not, they may want their own guy. They may say, hey, look, you know, we didn't draft you, Dorsey drafted you. We wanted to see more improvement this year. And if it's not there, do you think the Browns could possibly look to move on after this year?
I would say that it is a very, very pivotal year, at least in Cleveland, for Baker Mayfield. This is the year that they have to decide about that long-term contract, or they don't have to decide right away about it, but this is the year that they can start talking about extending him and him getting that, you know, $30-plus million contract that elite first-round quarterbacks are getting. So this is the year for that, and he really has to pick himself up from, you know, from the bottom of the barrel where he ended up last year. Now, having said all that, I think the offense is designed to make him shine and help him look good. I think there will be a lot of play action. I think they'll rely heavily on the run. I think they will considerably upgrade the offensive line, and I think the scheme is going to be quarterback friendly. Everything is in place for him to excel and to succeed. And if he can't do it for some reason, then you have to wonder about him going forward. But I think he'll have a much better year.
Do you think it is a lock at number 10 that the Browns draft an offensive lineman? Or could you see another position kind of jump up and surprise people if they take somebody?
Well, I think the key will be looking at what happens, obviously, in free agency. If they go out and land a Jack Conklin or somebody like that, and there are not a lot of great left tackles floating around out there. But if they do end up landing a really good left tackle in through a trade or through free agency, then that frees them up at number 10 to do whatever they want to, you know, to draft an Isaiah Simmons or someone else. So I think a lot will depend on what happens before the draft, and that will dictate number 10.
Talking to Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Defense, we kind of switched. We have Joe Woods coming in here, and obviously he, you know, coming from San Francisco. What's your thought on the way that the Browns will play? Do you think there will be a different style of play as far as the defense is concerned? Obviously, we ran with two linebacker sets a lot last year. What do you feel about the differences that you may see in the defense this year?
Well, I don't know if there will be, you know, much of a huge difference from a schematic or a front standpoint. Everyone uses different, you know, multiple fronts and different alignments and things like that. So I think that will probably be very, very similar. I think they will, you know, probably attack more. I think they'll go after the ball a lot more. I think they'll tackle better. I think there are a lot of things that need to improve. Now, when you look back at last year, though, I think that a lot of what happened in the second half of the season was losing Myles Garrett, losing Olivier Vernon, losing Morgan Burnett. By then, they had lost Jermaine Whitehead, Christian Kirksey. Steve Wilks did not have a lot to work with in the second half of the season, and so a lot of it was not his fault. I think just by sheer virtue of upgrading the talent and getting some guys back this year, the defense will be better.
You know, when you look at this thing, we kind of jump back to the free agency really quickly. Kareem Hunt is, I think he's a restricted free agent. You look at what his skill set is and what he can do. And obviously, like we just talked about, the receivers being out a little bit. What's your thoughts on Kareem Hunt? Do you think Kareem Hunt will be a major part of this offense? And do you think he'll be with the team this year coming up?
You know, everybody talks about Kareem like he's going to be around. Even when we just spoke with Alex Van Pelt, he praised Kareem Hunt. So as of right now, it seems as though it will be all systems go for him. Now, of course, everyone needs to recognize that was a big red flag. Even Jimmy Haslam came out and said that that was unacceptable, what happened when he was stopped by the police and things that they saw and found during that stop. So I think everybody recognizes that he really needs to get it together off the field in order to stick with this football team. But if they can get a handle on him that way, I do think he'll be a very big part of this offense. I think they recognize his talent, not just from a running standpoint, but from a receiving standpoint and all the different things that they can do with him that way. So, I think that they are imagining the possibility of the Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt offense.
All right, really quickly to end up here, we got two last names to kind of, you know, going around, Robin, of the who's who of guys that were actually in the doghouse with the last regime. We got Njoku and Hollywood Higgins. Will those two guys be on the roster? Will they be a part of what they're doing in the new regime? Or which one of them do you see going or coming? Or how do you see those guys in the mix for 2020, if they are at all?
Well, I think that both of those guys have a new lease on life again with Andrew Berry being here. Anybody that was drafted by Andrew Berry will at least get looked at. They'll have a conversation with their agents. I mean, there was some reason why those guys drafted them in the first place. And, you know, maybe they'll look at their development or lack thereof and see if they can still get a lot more out of them than what happened in the past. So I would say that those guys, both Njoku and Higgins, will at least have a chance to stick around where before they would not have.
All right, Mary Kay, I appreciate you. We got to a lot of material, and as always, I appreciate you coming on, stepping in the barbershop.
Sure, thanks for having me.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much. That's Mary Kay Cablett of Cleveland.com, Browns beat reporter, going through all the names, all of the relevant names for the Cleveland Browns, free agents, will they come back, will they go, will they stay, will they leave? Shout out to her for coming on this early in the barbershop on a Saturday.